appreciate TV timeouts. Do they ever help you?
Oh, yeah. Every time you can get a little break, you always want to take advantage of that and, try to get your win back. So TV times, they're real great for us.
Does it matter winning the game? Is it more important at the end of games, or is that not as big a deal? Or does it?
Whenever you want a break, you know what I'm saying, and they give you a break, then that's love. So you just want a break. So
thanks.
Talk about the experience playing up in Minnesota. Guys having a lot of success up there in their new stadium.
In the previous years, we lost by a very close game, and their crowd going to be into the game. We know that our back's going to be against the wall, but we got to go up there and just get the job done. And this year, we got a different focus, and we know what happened in the previous year, so we just got to have a different approach to the game. So,
as a senior and one of the captains, how do you show the younger guys how to approach these Big Ten games?
Beginning of the season, that's out of conference team, so they may not be used to playing us. We may not be used to playing them. But when it comes to Big Ten, it's a grind, and you just got to make sure you maintain focus throughout the whole season and know that it's just time to go to work even more. So you just got to tell them to keep focused.
Does it become difficult to stay focused week after week?
It's not difficult, but when your body is taking so much banging and banging each week, and then you have different game plans. You just got to make sure you stay tuned and stay tuned to each team that you play and make sure you don't dwell on certain games.
I know you've faced running quarterbacks before, but how does it change what you guys want to do defensively when you go up against a guy like this that seems committed to running almost like he is a running back or a fullback, as opposed to, hey, maybe he's just going to run out of the pocket when he gets a chance?
You just got to stay in your defense. Sometimes when you see a quarterback that can't run, you may get excited and try to, come and try to make a tackle when you can't throw it over your head. So you got to make sure you stay disciplined in what you have to do, and just know that he can threaten you with his arm or his leg. So, we just got to make sure we're flying around to the ball and disrupting him in the passing game.
Do you have the entire family rooting for you now that you don't have your nephews anymore?
Yeah, I got my whole family on my side this time. it's no split sides. They are for the Hawkeyes now.
What kind of teammate is BJ off of the field?
He's a great teammate. We go all the time together. We do things like going bowling, just having a good time. He's a great teammate. He's kind of laid back. He's not the loudest person, but he's a great guy.
Sounds like he's a very competitive guy from what we've been hearing.
Oh, always. Everything he do, he always trying to compete.
Coach Ferentz, I think, was saying that Monopoly seems to be his thing.
Yeah.
How often do you go up against him in that?
I don't like to play him in Monopoly because I never win. And Monopoly is a long game, so I really don't like Monopoly myself. But every time I see him playing, he always winning. So,
Christian, you guys haven't given up a rushing touchdown so far this season. Safe to say this weekend will be your guys' biggest test?
Yes. Each game is a test for us. And our coach always say the next game is the most important game. So we got to make sure that we eliminate the rushing touchdowns, like you said. And, we'll go out here and practice and get a couple scouts to image Minnesota, and then we just go out there and try to get a win.
Where does Minnesota look most different than a year ago?
The quarterbacks. Quarterbacks seem like they like to run a lot, and last year they really didn't have a running quarterback like that, but they had Marquise Gray time ago where he can threat people with his feet. But this time I see a lot of quarterback powers and things like that, and quarterbacks are trying to scramble a lot. So
what's worked for you guys defensively on third down specifically? Because it seems like you're doing a much better job this season, particularly the last 3 weeks, of being able to get off of the field on third down.
Just guys flying around, guys out there trying to make plays. And last year, it was a different kind of feel. But this year, I feel like the team chemistry is much better, and we know that it's very important to get off the field on third downs. So,
when you're constantly playing these teams that have that spread offense, do you kind of welcome the change of pace that you'll see this weekend?
Not really. You can just kind of adapt to every offense that you face. We did that a lot through our camp. We did a lot of fast tempo things, a lot of hurry up things, just to get us prepared for the different style of offenses we'll see. So, we'll just be ready to face them. So.